Quote, "The third cause, the wish to repay them. These mother-sentient beings who have nurtured us with kindness are disturbed by demons of mental distortion and delusion. Their wisdom eye is made blind with the smoke of ignorance. And they have no way to see the paths leading to high rebirth, personal liberation, or omniscience. Most of them, not having a spiritual master who can lead them to the city of freedom, are like blind beggars with no guide. Every day they further divorce themselves from happiness because of unskillful karmic actions of body, speech, and mind. Think, if I do not do something for these pathetic, feeble beings, who will? If responsibility for them does not fall upon my shoulders, upon whose will it fall? Were I to ignore these kind beings and work only for my personal liberation from samsara, what lack of conscience and consideration! Furthermore, I should from now on think less of myself and more of mitigating the samsaric suffering of living beings, and by every possible means I should work for enlightenment so as to be able to place them in the joy of peerless liberation." Unquote. Just as a mother has responsibility towards her child, the child has responsibility towards the mother. Since all sentient beings have been our mother countless times, our sense of responsibility towards each of them should be equal. What is the difference between a debt from last week and one from last year? We should dwell in this sense of responsibility towards others. When a mother falls into difficulty, who should be more concerned for her than her own child?